to peace. To welcome to episode 80 of Two Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Rick.
We hope you enjoy the show today.
Today.
Episode 80. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe I have put up with you this long now.
Me too. Hey, you know, one thing I'd like to do is internet loot. Yes. Here's a segment where we show off some of the treasure we found on the internet.
Some of the booty.
Yes. There's actually two of these here, real quick. First one goes to Newtink. He has done an exceptional piece of artwork on his DeviantArt, which is just this gigantic wallpaper of all the characters from Smash Bros. Brawl. So I highly suggest you guys take a look and download it if you'd like. And this has actually kicked me into a little interior decorating project.
Oh.
This segment
is what we call Ray's Interior Decorating Tips.
At first, I wanted to buy a mural, you know? And I'm like, I want a big mural of this thing on my wall, right? I just want this big poster. And then
right
I realized
next
you
to
could...
your life-size Sonic.
Yeah, so big that my life-size Sonic would just blend right into it, you know? So I looked at buying one, and the biggest size I could buy it at was like 12 by 18 inches. I'm like, okay, that is not what Brawl's about, okay? He actually has all the individual characters on his DeviantArt page, so I pulled them all out onto a white background, and I bought 45 individual picture frames that are all 4 by 6 inches, and those things are going up hopefully by Wednesday, so it should be pretty sweet looking.
Now, if somebody asks you, oh, you know, you got some pictures up in your room. Yeah, I got like 45 framed pictures. Oh, how many of those are of your mom, or how many of those are of your brother?
Okay, get this though, because I mentioned this to a friend that I'm doing this, but I didn't mention what they were pictures of, and their first response of, "What are they, all of you or something?" I'm like, really, really?
Yes, you're that into yourself.
One's of Tim. Is that good enough? Oh yeah. And our the other internet loot that we found were I was cruising around some Brawl texture hacking sites, and I came across Gary CXJK, who made a Two Piece Start Live themed Target Smash level. It's not real great, but just the fact that someone made it was pretty hilarious to me.
Yeah, it's still cool to see that somebody made, you know.
Yeah, it's just weird to be like cruising around the internet and find like, whoa, like someone made this about me and Tim, you know, like. It's freaky. Freaky deaky.
Along those lines, Badnik Hunter went ahead and made a jailbroken iPhone theme for Two Piece Start. And, but now I haven't jailbroken my iPod Touch, and nor do I plan to.
We have links to all this stuff back on the page you grabbed the episode of Two Piece Start Live from, so take a look and check those out.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Comic Talk. This week we had our Real Estate in a Virtual World comic. I really love the comments on this one. I truly did. Lots of praise for the first few comics.
Yes.
And I was like, it was surprising me, because I'm like, I didn't think it was one of our best, necessarily. I'm like, I'm kind of mixed on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of tanked downhill over that. And so having a couple people at the front say how good it was, I'm like, oh, crap. Like, we're... When people say this many nice things about it, we're screwed for comments later on. But I guess the reason why I wasn't so keen on the comic is because I had a very small role in it, but that role that I had, I didn't do very well. Like, the artwork was pretty lacking, in my opinion. But I thought the writing on your part was pretty well done, so...
Oh, thanks. Well, I mean, again, there's such a time issue all the time, and it did come down to like after 11 o'clock on Tuesday night or something. I was like, crap, there's a comic that we have to do now. And I'd already sent you like one idea, but the whole evening was shot.
It was hilarious because like it seemed like we were really on top of it this week.
Yeah, it's
like we were way ahead of it. And and you had all these great ideas. I'm like, great, you know what? Just send me all the ones we're doing. I'll make artwork for all of them. So I started at like 6:30 p.m. Like I was on top of it. And I went from like 6:30 till about 8:30, just working on the Zelda house, like just that one. And I'm like, I haven't heard from Tim yet. I'm like, oh well, I'll just keep doing this one as high quality as possible, which got me worried because I'm like, well, what about the other ones? You know, because then those need to be just as good as this one. And my friend came over, and so I'm like, hey, let's play some Brawl for a while. And, and so we were playing for like 2 hours, and he's like, well, you need to get back on your comic, right? I'm like, yeah, Tim's probably trying to bug me. I look at my computer at like...
Nothing. That's right around the time I had my oh crap moment. I'm like, I can't believe it. Ray's probably so pissed right now. I'm like, I was just... So, yeah, there was some last-minute writing there, and I, you know, if we had, say if we had 2-3 more days on this...
I love how this is what it always comes to.
It is. Well, like, that's just how, this is the state of 2P Start now, you know?
It's like, oh,
but
man,
if there were a couple more days, I think it would have been fun to make the images funny themselves, you know? Like,
right.
And it's almost a shame that the images are so small, because especially with the first one, you did a really good job on it, obviously, because you spent so much time.
Thanks.
It would be nice to see more.
Yeah,
you know?
I'll show a comparison contrast here on the site, and also in the M4A feed of the podcast, which is the original building, and then my redone version of it from a completely different viewing angle. But I kept everything intact as far as the layout goes, and what should be where, and how far away, and stuff, so... I was pretty happy with how that one turned out, which again scared me for what I had to do for the other ones and how many I was doing. But I definitely made it small intentionally, because when I pack in a lot of detail, then you make it small, it just looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that one wouldn't have suffered at all. It was great. But some of the other ones would not have stood up to being in a larger size.
Right. But, I mean... For the time that we put into it, let's put it that way.
Oh, God.
For the time we put into it, I think it was okay, you know? I mean...
Yeah, it was all right.
I think it had potential to be really good.
But see, I don't want 2P Start to be like movie trailers, you know? Where it's like, oh, man, this movie has a lot of potential. And then you watch it, and you're like, wow, Terminator 4 really wasn't that great. Oh, sorry. Did I stepped out of line?
Spoiler alert.
But, yeah, that'll take us to our topic of the week. Our topic of the week, which is 2P Start nearing its end? It's been pretty crazy lately, and really, we are not trying to fulfill the prophecy that we set with our previous comic about Tim having a baby and everything going to hell, but, it's starting to move in that direction a little bit. It's a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, that was a total joke, but... But as we started thinking about it, we're like, man, we are kind of heading that direction to some extent. It's just the time, the deadlines, the quality.
The responsibilities.
A lot of things are starting to suffer a little bit, and we're trying to figure out how to not let that happen.
I mean, you know, when we say, like, each time, man, if only if we had a couple more days... to have worked on this. Because, I mean, it used to be way different. I mean, this used to be like, I was in college, I'd start working on a Saturday, you know, and
oh, yeah.
Work through to Tuesday. And now it's like, all right, Tuesday, 6 p.m., I'll wait till 10. Then from like 10 till 3 a.m. in one night. And so it's, in some ways, it's amazing. I can still keep the quality to where it's at with so few hours now. But... it's like, man, if I just spent way more time on everything, it would be way better.
Well, and it's not just the artwork either. It's the jokes, you know. I mean, I try to think of things early in the week, and, you know, I'm busy, and I don't really have time to just sit down and work through it. And honestly, I don't think you and I have been playing nearly as much video games as we used to.
No, not at all.
Yeah, and that really hurts, because it's like, well...
yeah, then there goes our comedy.
New games are.
Yeah, exactly. Because we used to be playing games and think of jokes because of it. Like, hey, wasn't that retarded when this happened in the game? Like, oh, totally, let's do a comic on that. Like, oh, man.
Yeah.
So I'm not really up to speed on some of the internet news anymore, and I'm like, maybe we just don't have the permission to be making a comic like this.
As long as we don't get to the point where we really both are hating it, it's a chore, and the quality's to the point where nobody likes it anymore. I mean, we don't want to ever get there. We'd rather just shut the site down, leave it as it is, and let it be, you know, as is, And the people will remember it for you know, the highlights of it, you know?
In reality, what they would do is just remove it from their bookmarks and forget about it for the rest of their life. But...
Well, people would still come across it, and I wouldn't want people to come across it and see, you know, the last 2 months of comics being horrible and then never going back and seeing the good ones, you know?
Right. But, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah, this isn't like a funeral march here. You don't want that to happen.
The good news is that I'm trying to counteract this a little bit. And come Wednesday, you have a lot of cool stuff to look forward to.
I think so. Assuming that we get,
it,
get
all it all done. But I've already got a bunch of it done. And in fact, I've already got the comic done for Wednesday.
Yes.
But the comic is not the highlight.
No.
And I will leave it at that.
The comic is a cog in a much larger...
Gears of War?
It's just one piece of many cool things on Wednesday.
So, trust me, some cool stuff to look forward to. Do you want to dish it out?
Well, I don't know. Where are we, what are we dishing out?
Rick-a-Rick-it Remix. With the segment I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by, and where you can grab it. This week, it's a remix of the main theme from New Super Mario Bros. On the DS. It's done by J-Red and is titled Mushroom Madness. Take a listen to a quick sample. Like to add this to your music collection, I've got a link up right now back on the page you grabbed this episode of 2B Start Live from. Not to mention the link is right there for those of you listening to the M4A version of the show. And for every great comic comes great comments. This week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week is going to go to Kaizen, who said, it was okay. Decent puns galore, and some of the currencies made me chuckle, but... overall, just not a ridiculously funny comic. It made me think, oh, that was clever, but not laugh. I never consider our site something like that we just fall over laughing at. It's more like, hey, here's some clever stuff we thought of. Nothing really insane, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, there have been a few comics where people just, you know, everyone was just like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. But even those, I don't think you and I really ever thought that. You know what I mean? Like, we're like, this isn't... another good, clever comic, whatever.
I don't know. I mean, we have had those times while discussing it that we'll start rolling with laughter at the idea of it. But
Right. Once
it's made, I mean, we can't tell if it's actually that funny anymore because we've thought about it 100 million times.
Dealing with it for so long. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I was going through the comments and there's these ones that say, this is brilliant, my favorite comic.
I know.
But I feel like we can never pick those because people got so upset with us for picking praising comments. So I'm going to do the opposite. This one goes to Firespark. While I hate to rain on a parade of good comments, I gotta say, I just wasn't impressed with this one, fellas. Yes, there's lots of cute references to both the games invoked, as well as past 2PS comics, but that was about it. The descriptions of the locations was a little amusing to consider how they might... be seen, described in a real-world setting, but the comic was a little slow. Obviously, with a setup like this, there can't be a definitive punchline, and that inherently changes the intent of the comic. From one of guffaw to that of giggle, so I admit it is merely different from what we typically think to see. Other than that, the pacing, if it has any, felt slow to me. So much text, so much scrolling, and without a big payout at the end. But not one to end on a sour note. The artwork is as great as ever, and I give you guys a solid B for the concept. Looking forward to the next one. Well, right after that, we got a bunch of people saying, I hate this comic and stuff. So he kind of started the whole negative trend there, but I mean, it was fair.
But that's one thing that I think 2B Start is, which is unpredictable. I like that people can come to our site and not know what kind of comic they're going to get this week.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't want to be stuck with just Tim and Ray comics where we're talking back and forth. I mean, those can be good when we have a good idea for them, but I like the fact that we kind of just do lots of different things, and sometimes they're great and sometimes they're only okay, but yeah.
Right. And so Wednesday should help further that.
Oh, it'll be different.
It'll be different. All right, and sometimes we get comments from people who don't like to show up very often. And for this, we have a segment called Rise from Your Grave.
Rise from Your Grave.
Being so early, the low voice is easier to do. Many Two-Piece Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics but never leaving a single comment.
How dare they?
So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. Lopmon DE said, "Been hooked on your comic since I stumbled upon it when the Venom Symbiote plus Wii equals PS3 comic was up, and look, I'm finally commenting! So what is the currency for the Super Mario World castle prize? I can't tell. Is it a bandage? It's a princess. Anyway, love this comic. The excessive puns are so lame and abundant they work and made me laugh the whole time. P.S. Next time I comment, I'll be registered."
Our next one goes to Danielle Vetterail. "Oh ho, 2P. I'm from Germany and hate it too rigged in English. So please don't loaf to heart because..."
Come on, Sam. You can do this guy justice. Jeez.
Good grief.
No, that's not necessary. This poor guy. Oh, man. He leaves a comment only to have you butcher it word by word as slow as possible. He's saying he's rising from his grave to say that one guy on the other part of the world really likes your comic and has a great time listening to the podcast. Go on, guys. Daniel.
I'm just having a little fun. Hey, I'm German myself, all right?
What? Get out.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
All right, what? Go home. Listen.
Just teasing.
I almost want to call baloney on this comment. I have a feeling it's not real.
Really?
I just have a feeling.
Wait, the one I just read?
But... you know what? I'm gonna take it.
You know, I can always look up their IP address and see if they're really from Germany, so...
Hey, yeah, do that real quick.
I will do that.
All right, the next grave riser is Zoltan, who said, "This is Zoltan. I have risen from my grave and I'm pretty pissed, for lack of a better word that shows my anger. I have been a reader for a long time. Have gone through all the archives when I first started and even took the time to listen to all of your podcasts. College gets boring between classes." By the way, you spelled college wrong. Stay in school. "I was thinking of the right time to post a comment since I'm not someone who goes to a lot of forums anymore. At first I was going to post when I read an exceptionally funny comment, but then I realized that that's what everyone else was doing, so decided to take your advice and do it when I read a comic that was exceptionally horrible, and bingo, this has to be the work comic..." Come on. This guy's not even from Germany. Come on here. "This has to be the worst comic you guys have ever done, second to the Mario Steroids comic." Oh, you're pulling salt on my wound, dude. "The only things that puts it on top is that this one had a ton of text you had to read for nothing. No punchline at all. It feels like you had an idea but was rushed to write down a bunch of gags that in the end don't really add up to a good or even decent comic. If I wanted to read text during this entire comic, I'd go to Control-Alt-Delete." The worst part is that you obviously put a lot of work into this one, not me. So sorry you wasted your time on this bad comic when you could have been doing other things like Runs Away. In the end, great work on the site, guys. You're now my favorite webcomic since VG Cat seemed to have been put to sleep. And keep up the great work on your podcasts and comics. It's just that this one sucked."
Wow, I mean, after all that...
And he also wanted me to say blabbity bloobity blarf.
Why did you do it? You shouldn't have done it.
Grave riser. I bend over for these people. Backwards.
Yeah, okay.
not the other way.
It was really harsh, and then he ended up saying, like, "I love you guys." So that was interesting.
But that shows he's a true fan right there.
I guess so. Yeah.
So what's the status on Germany, boy?
True.
All right.
Very much from Germany. German email address and German IP address.
I stand corrected.
You are corrected, yes. Thank you, Danielle. Spread the word to your German friends. Translate the comic, especially the last one. There's a lot of words. And my next one is Tayrel713. Sounds like a robot or something. Maybe I should read it in a robot voice.
No, Tim. Oh, my gosh. That's what you do every week anyway, so just...
Oh. All right, technically, I rose from my grave last week, but I got no shine on the podcast. So, like a phoenix, I rise once more. The comic is meh. I love the art, love the writing, but you force effort upon the reader this week that I have to say many don't like having done. This is like a comic goldmine for the OG Nintendo fan, but will more than likely just leave others confused and bored, as the joke will seem like more effort than it's worth. Keep up the good work, gentlemen, and Ray, would you hurry up and accept my live invite? Tim did. Tell him, Tim. Yeah, I did.
I love how the only times I get in my Xbox anymore are to watch a DVD or play Sonic Unleashed. And I'll play, like, one level of Sonic Unleashed, and then I'll have someone message me, like, why are you still playing that game, like, while I'm playing it?
It's the only game he owns.
Oh, it's so funny. All right, and finally, our last grave riser is Kanchi465, who said, just thought Tim and Ray would like to know I've risen from my grave. What makes my grave rising different from the rest? Ask why I did decided to post some things are better left unexplained. I never knew what the heck they were saying at the end there. But thank you for rising from your grave. Appreciate it. And that'll take us to a very dark and brooding section of the podcast that we call the dreaded Sinister Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Ray. I mean, Black Doom. My Black Doom Award is going to go to Evolve Games. Now you sound like the freaking clown from Saw movies. Thanks. Really not necessary. Sorry.
So what was your Black Doom Award for?
Evolved Games.
Evolved Games, okay. You only like the basic games, right?
Their game, Terminator Salvation.
Uh-oh.
Here's the thing. If you tried buying this game for the PC from a store, you would not be able to install it. This is direct from Evolved Games message boards. They said, unfortunately, a defect occurred during replication of the PC version of Terminator Salvation, which does not allow the end user to install the game. The downloadable online PC versions, Xbox 360, PS3, are not affected and function properly. We have recalled all PC copies of Terminator Salvation from retail in North America and are currently in the process of replicating new copies. Oh my.
That's
if there's
the worst
one thing you
want to
get on
do.
Your checklist, it's maybe we should make sure the end user can play the game. Like, that might be one of the things we want to go over. But well, again, that might be one of those things, like everyone assumes will be working, so no one wants to bother doing it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's like a lot of people were complaining about how Wolverine's claws looked in the new Wolverine movie. And I'm like, but that's because all the CG artists are like, oh, someone else has got that, obviously. You know, clearly someone's figured out who's doing that. And then they get to the end of the movie like, oh, crap, we haven't done that. Oh, man, Billy, I thought you were... No, I thought... Oh. Same thing with this.
It's like, we always thought the worst thing possible was to release a game with some bug in it that doesn't let you finish the game, you know? I think it's a little worse if you have a bug in it that doesn't let you start the game.
Maybe they're just trying to protect their end users.
I bet the game has no bugs in it whatsoever either. They tested it so well. They just never got it. But see, yeah, they said it was during the replication process, so they probably had one good disc.
Really, how does that... If it's a replicating, though...
But you should be testing a sample of the discs that you're shipping, you know?
Well, that's the thing, is how does that happen during replication?
Haven't you ever burned a CD and, like, you try to listen to it and it's like the music doesn't play right or something, you know?
I can understand burning it, you might have a problem, but replicating it. I've never had a replication that came out horrible. And to the extent that they say it here, which is, it doesn't allow you to install the game. It's like, what? You know, instead of like, oh... It just screwed up during the replication process, and the game won't work.
It's like, unclear.
It seems like they're being very specific about trying to get around what the problem was. Like, I'd like to know what it really is, which is someone just totally screwed up. Like, I doubt it's a. I don't believe it's a defect that occurred during replication. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
You put the disc in. It says, "What would you like to burn onto this disc?" Would you like to burn an iTunes CD? I could see that.
You don't have a Black Doom Lord, do you?
I do.
All right.
You just got to give me the signal that you're done.
I don't believe you're from California. Check your IP address.
Okay, my Black Doom Award will be prefaced with an apology. I'm sorry that I ever doubted that Punch-Out would be a good game.
Good point.
It seems like everyone's loving it, and that it's...
I've been reading the same thing, yeah.
A rollicking good time, you know? But the Black Doom Award still does go to Punch-Out for... I think a pretty big mistake. I mean, once you beat the single player mode, you know, as hard as I hear it is, you're gonna want to be playing it with other people, right? Multiplayer, you can only play as Little Mac.
Okay.
And I mean, in Wii Sports Boxing, you could play as any Mii character you wanted. I mean, there was an endless possibility. I mean, that was kind of the draw. It's like, I'm beating up my little brother now, you know? I'm beating up, you know,
George Bush. But that's the thing,
is
they've already got that for Wii Boxing. If you want to do that, do that.
Yeah, but, you know,
if you could play a two-player game where there's only one
character to select.
You could unlock the bosses or something.
How about Mii integration with some stylized Miis? I mean, I like that the way they stylized the Mii characters on, what was it, Big Brain Academy? They kind of gave them a different look.
Yeah.
I think that would have been kind of a cool thing to do, is give a cel-shading look to the Mii characters and being able to play as Miis.
Well, finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are interested. Our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions, so this week's song was submitted by Ultimate DK. He's picked a lot of good ones. It's the final boss music from the game Sonic Advance 3 for the Game Boy Advance. So, that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Was that Fred Myers, right?
Of course.
During one of the checkout aisles, I mean, they have all the magazines there. you know, with mm-hmm. what celebrity's dating who. And they pretty much had, like, women in their underwear on the cover of them, okay? Like, it's just unbelievable the amount of skin that I get, that I'm forced to see as I'm just trying to buy my food items, you know? And I look, and, like, aisle four has a sign on the top of it that says, family friendly. And I'm like, oh, wow, like, they actually have an aisle for people who don't want to see that crap. And but then it occurred to me, like, why is that the exception? You know, like, why is it that, like, it's like, you know what? There might be a couple people that are still wholesome that want, like, an okay aisle. Why don't we have all those be the standard and have, like, the one, like, hey, here's the one aisle for anyone needing to see partially nude women on your way out. You know, like, like, call these people out. Like, geez.
This should be a skanky aisle. Yeah, that's
yeah,
that's
skank aisle. I like that.
Skank aisle, yeah. Then, but
skank,
then nobody
skank
would,
friendly.
Nobody would feel good enough to go down that aisle.
But that's the point. That's the whole point of it. It's like, instead of making it, oh, look what's normal, it's like, look what's exception.
Sad that all those magazines sell based on crummy stuff, you know, like,
who is buying that crap, honestly?
So and so cheats on so and so, you know.
Like, we buy about two a year. It's around Christmas time, we buy two to basically use as a reference for when we do our newsletter, which is in a similar style. Like, that's it. So I know their income isn't coming from us.
No, I don't think so. I never buy them, but I'm always shocked at what I'm seeing. Like, what was it? Who's Angelina Jolie walks in on Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Aniston.
The big confrontation or something. And then the other one was Bush on Suicide Watch or something like that. Like,
you saw the same ones I just did.
Both of them was like, really? Honestly, this is... neither of these stories are true. I mean, I almost wanted to pick up the article and see, do they really have quotes and pictures and, you know, things like that? Obviously not. But
right.
This is the type of thing that draws people in. They're like, ooh, really?
See, I always pick that one up. I'm like, ooh, Rachel Ray's got a new recipe. Then I open that one up. it's possible that a person with the name of Ray can cook, so maybe I have some hope.